Bob, it's time for you to give them a good working definition of tactility. You use that word more than anything else, and no one has a clue what tactility means. Give them a working definition that can apply when you say the word tactility. What in the hell are you trying to convey?
Now, Andrew and Sue, he's done this many times, accused me of that people require definitions. I've given the definition many times.
And they don't get it yet, so do it again.
Well, tactility is interplay, but it doesn't include, it's not limited to the pressure of your fingers on an object.
Palmer, go a little further.
Well, what about that quote that we've got up on our site where he's talking to Edward T. Hall? It's, tactility has less to do with the skin than interface of sense and faculty. This is
right, less to do with the skin than... Hold on, Andrew. You're blipping up it, so just restate it. Less to do with the skin than the interplay of sense and faculty, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you never mind, as long as you never mind... then the sensory perception that you call tactility can be gauged. But the second you enter into a mind phase or phasality, then you're lost.
Yeah, and that's what McLuhan meant when he
right.
said concepts, not percepts, not concepts. He was pointing to that. So, Andrew, carry on with the definition after Ryan said that.
Tactility has less to do with skin than the interface of sense and faculty. That is, the meeting of sight and sound constitutes touch, as it also constitutes translation or metamorphosis. This term, and then he goes on to talk about interface.
No, that's great. You got translation, which is what metaphors do. You've got metamorphosis, and you've got a meeting point that's not visible, that's neither hearer or seen, the meeting point of sight and sound. He's like a cubist painting coming at tactility, swarming around it with different points. Like saying it translates, but it metamorphizes it, right? Changes
right.
it as it's doing it.
Which concludes into transition.
All right, so let me take what I often explain. A simple way is tactility is the process that organizes data that comes in the different senses. Now, it cannot...
Interplay.
Yeah, the interplay. But you just crudely say, okay, there's this organism, that this something that is... taking the eye data that comes in the eye and the sound data and the kinetic pressure and movement data and smell and makes it coherent, puts it together, makes you have the coherent consciousness you think you have as a human being. But the tactility cannot identify with any one of those senses, does not get stuck at any one of the sensory data when it's organizing it. What would you add to that definition?
Sue, all that gobbledygook that Bob...
It wasn't
said,
gobbledygook. You have a straight four, right, Sue?
It most certainly was.
Okay.
Sue, what he's trying to say, which beautifully, insipidly portrayed, was that there has to be some issue for an amoeba to conform into a next layered step.
Yeah.
That's it.
He said some issue, which could be some tissue that does that.
Well, either way, but from what Bob just said, if you could get it that you have an amoeba in a pool of water that then changes to something else,
mm-hmm.
that shift that causes the amoeba to become something else would be a workable definition of tactility.
Right. In Thomas Aquinas' statement, the McLuhan quote was that as something is becoming a form, it is in the opposite form before it becomes that form. So
as
maybe
it obsolesces, then it changes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Right, right. So the tetrad, the four-part process of the tetrad, is an image of tactility. The enhancing, the obsolescent, the retrieving, and the flip.
Now you've actually, for the first time, given some of your participants something that they can actually embrace instead of all this damn gobbledygook crap that don't mean nothing from nothing. And even Palmer's confused.
Well, you brought into biological metaphors, which are part of the lingua franca in the world today. And so you've put it in the rearview mirror and picked that common imagery of the amoeba to translate it. But that's you comforting them. Because
with
once they get...
With a side of beef heart, yes.
Yeah, with a side of beef heart. Now, once they get that image to fully understand the dynamics of tactility, they know that that has to be changed.
then it obsolesces, and in its retrieval, it will indeed change again. That's why you called it, Bob, accurately, a mystery landscape.